It's that time of year again, the time for new words to emerge, or at least for dictionaries to catch up with the words we've already been using. The Oxford University Press and Dictionary.com just came out with their Words of the Year. Dictionary.com chose exposure, that's with Ebola and credit card hacking in mind. Oxford University Press picked vape to inhale and exhale the vapor of an e-cigarette. The American Heritage Dictionaries have not chosen a Word of the Year. Why not?
Because the media coverage for Words of the Year is oversaturated.
So says Steve Kleinedler, who's the executive editor of American Heritage Dictionaries. Welcome to our studio, Steve.
Thank you for having me in, Lisa. I appreciate it.
So it sounds like there's a lot of competition, and you have your eye on what the others are doing, the opposition, I suppose you could say, are doing. But you did add this year more than 500 new words to the fifth edition of the Dictionary of the English Language. Of the 500, Steve, which are you most proud of?
Some of the words that we like to talk about are food words, things like banh mi, halloumi, mochi. These are words that started out in various foreign languages, and as American palates widen, become more familiar to Americans. And also interesting words that play a prominent role in today's society, such as dash cam, which is used by insurance companies and people to document crashes that they may have.
So that's a video camera mounted to the inside of a windshield.
Correct.
Pointing out, okay, we've all seen the results of those, or from the other side. Going back to what you said about food, banh mi, B-A-N-H, separate word, M-I, sandwich of Vietnamese origin, and halloumi. I mean, these things have been around for a long time.
Right.
They haven't necessarily been on, you know, at the corner store for a long time.
Exactly. And you know, with banh mi, for example, there's been a slow move into English. And as the concept of banh mi as a sandwich moves beyond just Vietnamese restaurants, and you start seeing it in global American restaurants or other cuisines that aren't normally associated with a Vietnamese restaurant, that's another indication that the word itself has moved from strictly being a Vietnamese word and is entering the English lexicon.
Oh, so something like, say, the Korean entree bibimbap,
yes.
Which is like a hot pot rice dish with vegetables and meat, perhaps. Something like that you'd only see or mostly see in Korean or fusion restaurants, so that's not going to make your list.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because that is a word that we are currently working on and researching for next year.
And how do you do that research? I mean, what are you looking at?
Well, our food editor looks at a variety of not only menus, but checks food sources, looks at recipes that are published in newspapers, blogs, and seeing how wide the term is used. Is it restricted to just these regional cuisines, or does it have a more national flavor to
That's it. A big job, though.
It is.
I mean, I just happen to pick bibimbap, but you could do that with a lot of foods.
There is. And it is not coincidental. A large portion of the new material is food related, and the other source being medical terminology. One reason we don't focus on words of the year is because our focus during the year is more towards these meat and potato words that are important, have already been a part of the language. A good example being psychiatry terms with the new issue of the updated edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And as a result of that, that requires a thorough revision or at least a review of all the psychiatric terms that we use, similar to how in 2006 we had to demote Pluto from a planet to a dwarf planet. There's all this existing terminology, especially in the sciences, that constantly change. And that's a really important part of updating a dictionary yearly.
In the general interest category, clickbait, which is, as you define it, provocative or sensationalistic headline text that entices people to click on a link to an article with advertising in mind. The more it clicks, the more money that comes in from advertising. Pregame. That one surprised me that pregame just came up this year.
Specifically, what we added was the partying aspect. Pregame as something that would happen before a game would be understood from its component parts. Pre is a productive prefix that you can add to many words. So pre-game as an adjective would mean something happening before the game. What we've called out is the noun use referring to the party itself that occurs before an athletic competition, similar to tailgating.
Cosplay. Sci-fi convention fans, I think, know this one well. The
exactly.
act of dressing up in a costume to portray a fictional character. When did that go beyond the confines of sci-fi conventions?
I think it had a very robust presence among bloggers and therefore seeped over into traditional media as well. You see it in reference not only to conventions, but the entire industry that springs up around conventions. And it's become a thing that's discussed beyond those borders, so that people who don't engage in cosplay are more likely to be at least aware of it because of all the coverage that it receives.
When you say it moves beyond certain fields into others and broadens in its usage, how do you know that?
By looking at citational evidence, for example, with this, how often is it used in media, both national and regional, as opposed to specific blogs for people who are interested in cosplay? It's similar, analogous to Banh Mi. Is it being used strictly in Vietnamese restaurants, or is it getting wider play?
Now, Stephen, do you eschew, which I assume is in your dictionary, the word vape, which is what the Oxford University Press chose this year as their word of the year?
It's a perfectly legitimate word, and it has been on our radar for about a year, and we have in the past month begun working on this. But when you add vape, you have to look at many more things. It's caused us to look at the word smoke, at the word vaporize, things like vaporize pens. It's allowed us to revise the definition, or working on the revisions to hookah. We had to look at the word atomize. So when you can't just willy-nilly add a word, you have to look at the broader scope.
Is willy-nilly
so,
in there?
Yes.
Good.
As you add these words, you have to look at all of the, it's not just an issue of throwing it in and saying, hey, it's there. You have to look at the domino effect that falls. And one reason it isn't in yet, it's in the process of being put in, but there was so much work that was necessary on so many other words that we need to work on this whole semantic group as a whole.
And you not only added, well, through your panel, new words, but also new usage of words to the dictionary, and in some cases, pronunciations. One issue that you addressed this year was how to use the word and pronounce the word harass or Harris.
Right. Our usage panel advises us for the most part on usage issues. They're a group of about 170 linguists and authors and poets, and we send them a ballot once a year and get their input. Harass, as you mentioned, is interesting in that in 1987, the panel was split as to whether it was pronounced Harris or harass. And then in 2001, 70% favored harass. And just last year, 90% of the panel, that was their preferred form. So in 25 years, among the makeup of the panel that time, it's gone from a 50-50 split to a 90-10 split. Casually, anecdotally, from listening to the news, it seems to me as well that newscasters are saying harass more than Harris.
Does this drive you crazy, or do you find it liberating?
Oh, it doesn't drive me crazy at all. Part of our job is to describe how language is being used rather than dictate how it's used. And the great thing about these usage notes is for people who like, irregardless, not a word, we can say, X percent of the panel agrees with you. And it's interesting to see how some things change over time and how others don't.
So you're saying a dictionary is not supposed to dictate?
A good dictionary will tell you how language is used, and it will also tell you, be careful, because if you use this usage this way, many people might accuse you or look at you funny for using a word wrong.
We've been talking about the new words that have been added to the fifth edition of the American Heritage Dictionary with Steve Kleinedler. He's the executive editor of the American Heritage Dictionaries. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on, Lisa.